Okay. You said ready when you are, but you're still getting ready. So I thought you were ready, but.
What are you doing this weekend, Los? It's Labor Day.
Oh, I thought you said Slaver Day. I'm like, oh, wow. Is that.
That'd be real
Wow.
fucked up.
That'd be very, very offensive. That'd be.
I'd never.
I mean, like, why on earth would they
I
celebrate such a day?
would never.
That's so. Nothing really. Oh shit, I should have done that today. I was actually looking into doing float therapy.
Float therapy.
You know, like those hyperbolic chamber tanks that you're in the water and you float.
Yeah, I think we have a couple of places in Toronto that do
Yeah,
that.
we do.
Do you know how much it is?
There's actually not some bad deals. There was like a summer deal at one place in Markham. It's like $100 for 3 sessions.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Each session's probably like half an hour, an
An
hour.
hour.
Holy shit.
Yeah, an hour.
Yeah. I think like with like inflation and stuff getting more expensive, that stuff probably the price has to come down for them to survive kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
I would think.
I would think so. But I hope
So.
it's doing well because they got really good reviews. So,
Yeah,
my fingers crossed.
you should definitely do it.
I'm curious about it. I'm just wondering what the whole hype is about. Wonder what's on your mind. What's what get thing going? I was driving here, and it's a nice day out. People are out and about.
Beautiful
Still,
day.
some fall clothes I'm noticing. But there was one person I noticed, and person was carrying bags, moving the hips, and the hips are not we're not lying. And I'm like, God damn, okay. That's
God damn.
nice. So,
Hey.
summer's coming to an end, and you serving them hips, and I'm driving, and I see the front. It was a dude. Young world, I am
Wow.
Carlos,
And I'm Ryan.
and this is the Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome to another week, another edition, another episode of the Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Today we got some somewhat special things. Who knows what we got? We're just talking shit, really. Ryan, you want to say hi to the children?
Going on, everybody. Happy Thursday. Carlos and I definitely appreciate you coming in for another week. We're at episode, I think, 117 or 118. It's one of them. But yeah, I know, still going strong. Carlos and I definitely appreciate you coming in for another listen. It's gonna be another one. I feel like a lot of stuff happened this week that we'll probably just end up talking about. A lot of natural disaster stuff, unfortunately, but it's definitely worth the mention. So we will be talking a little bit about that, but. Honestly, happy Friday if you happen to be listening on a Friday, and then enjoy the long weekend. Like this week, long weekend's coming up. Labor Day's always like the end of summer sort of feel. I think that when Labor Day hits or the Labor Day weekend comes, everyone's like, "Oh, summer's done," kind of thing. So, definitely a monumental weekend. I have some plans. I'm gonna try and convince Carlos to come, but we'll talk about that in the episode as we go. But thank you yet again, from the bottom of our hearts,
What
for being
what
here.
plans?
Electric Island this weekend, man.
Pass. Hard pass. Yeah,
Electric
no, that's not happening.
Island.
Absolutely not.
Why,
No,
man? It's the
absolutely
last
not.
weekend of summer.
Fuck no, I ain't going. Absolutely not. I don't care if
It is the
it's I don't
last
care if it was the last
weekend
day on
of
earth.
summer.
I don't even care if it's the last day on earth and Jesus was just
It
like,
is the last
if you
festival.
need to get into heaven, you have to go to Electric Island. I'll be like, I will gladly go to hell. Get me a spot, please, Satan. Save me a spot in your VIP section.
We are going.
Fuck that. I ain't going no electric. What the fuck is the hype over Electric Island?
I don't know. It's just
It's
for
all the
fun.
people that are just standing there just like
That's exactly what it is.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it is.
Fuck
I can't even take away
that.
from it. That's
Exactly. And then
exactly
you
what
got
it
like
is.
dudes that are in fucking trance or on shrooms or like PCP just standing there and just like bom 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 bom. You wait for the drop and then some random dude says something random like, I miss my kids.
I can't
Yeah,
even
that's
you,
the
you
I literally congratulations to all the viewers that just listened to that. You've officially, if you haven't been before, you officially went to Electric Island because that description was literally what Electric Island did.
The only thing that we missed on a
No
little
need to
bit,
pick. How much are tickets?
they're expensive.
How much?
It was like almost two bills for
How?
2 days. So it's $100 a day. $100 a day.
$100 a day?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
What DJs are going to be there?
I don't even know.
You don't even know what DJs?
I can't even name one DJ, I'll be honest with you.
Why? You're going to 2 days?
I bought the 2 day. I don't know if I'm necessarily going for 2 days, but it's just a 2 day event that where you buy the 2 day ticket, and if you don't want to go the other day, at least you have the freedom of choice not to go the other day. So we'll see. I plan on going 2 days. It's the last week in the summer. It's the last festival of summer.
Then
you know
go
what
to
I mean?
CNE or something. Like, oh, do Wonderland. Man. Well, what the hell do you need to do?
I don't know. I think, like, for us growing up in Vaughn, I've been to Wonderland way too many times in my life.
Yeah, I haven't been enough, to be honest. I don't even think I've gotten a season pass before.
Not once?
Not once.
Oh. You got to get it.
Why? I don't even know.
I think we're at that age where it's like we're not really interested in going, but if we do,
there's a few rides I want to go.
If we have kids, we'll go again.
Oh, okay. And then when the kids are like, then we'll be more excited than the kids.
Yeah.
And then like we push the kids out of the way for their, yeah, you know.
We're going to buy like the speed pass where you, yeah, can bypass everyone, yeah, yeah, in the line. And we'll be like, yo, fuck you guys,
yeah,
in the line.
Fuck you.
And then.
And we see the kids. Yeah. But not for the speed pass is for the adults.
Oh, yeah,
not,
no,
for the kids.
I'm not buying,
no,
that. Yeah, it's expensive.
Kids. Learn how to.
It's expensive, man.
Oh, it's not cheap.
The speed pass, I think, yeah, is like an extra $60 or something, yeah, like
on
that.
On top of the, like,
on
the
top of the regular
you're
ticket.
Paying already.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's.
I think for an adult ticket to get into Wonderland, it's like $90 or something like that for the day.
Damn.
And then it's like $180 for the season pass. So it's like if you go twice, then it's already worth it. That's
unreal.
How they get you.
Unreal.
That's how, unreal, they get you.
And there's a YRT station there now.
I didn't know that.
The subway is going to run there now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That's,
finally,
that's terrifying.
Though.
It's a lot of fights.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's already been fights.
It was a madhouse earlier.
Yeah. The teenagers in Vaughn, man.
Yeah.
They don't play. Wildin'.
I mean, like, we were okay. I don't know if we were that bad.
No, definitely not.
No. We were decent. I mean, we had our moments. We were pretty bad at times.
Maybe at the same time, like, maybe there's the same amount of stuff that's going on, but it's just more publicly accessible now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I remember kids like fighting at Wonderland, but I don't remember ever seeing it on the news. You know,
it was more. It's more perceptive now because like everything, social media is everywhere.
Yeah,
now.
When we were rocking like Sony Ericsson phones and like,
yeah,
flip phones.
Yeah.
I had like the first Motorola flip phone.
The Razor.
The Razor. Yeah, like shit like that.
Hello, Moto.
You couldn't get a video of that.
Yeah.
All right. So, but yeah, no, I think it'd be fun to go probably once as an adult. Like,
yeah,
maybe with a bunch of your friends and,
sure,
stuff just to go, but like I don't fully have that interest.
Not anymore.
It's like going to CNE and be like, I'm going to CNE to go on the rides.
But you're not. It's the experience.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's the affair.
I don't even know what I'm saying
it's
right
the
now.
People watching. You don't know what you're saying,
no,
right now?
I don't even know where
Did
I am.
Did you already take your drugs for Electric Island? You fucking
starting
weirdo.
Early, man.
Yeah, you just started early right there. Getting your fist pumps going. You're boons, 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 boons. Well, who are you going with?
Myself.
You're just going alone. Shirtless or clothed?
Oh, no, I got to go clothed.
You're going clothed? That's unfortunate.
It's supposed to be hot this weekend, man.
Oh, yeah, I heard this.
It's supposed to hit 37.
It's supposed to be 30s all week next
37
week.
37 degrees on Sunday.
It's supposed to be all 30 next week.
Yeah. So it's going to be a sweaty, sweaty Electric Island.
Why do you have to describe it like that?
Oh, this is
what
it
the
is,
fuck
man.
Was that?
It's part of the game.
Part of the game?
But I think that everyone should go out and do something fun this weekend.
Not except for Electric Island. Don't go there. No. But if Electric Island wants to sponsor us, then I'll sponsor.
I will definitely.
I will definitely be there. I will go, but I'll sponsor you. But yeah, who are you going with?
My brother.
Yeah, just him.
And then a couple of our buddies.
The elder one?
Yep.
I like him.
He's a
nice
good
guy.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
You know?
But you sandboys like the party.
We do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Let's not get carried away.
I think it's one of those things where you reflect on your life and you're kind of man, if I didn't
like,
do
like,
so
hey,
much partying.
No well, there was that once. Well, okay. There was that two times. Okay, maybe three times. Yeah.
If I didn't do so much partying, I'd probably be way ahead in life.
Damn. So you don't like the spot where you're in
It's the internal struggle of yourself.
You'd be a millionaire by now, basically. Maybe a billionaire.
Maybe
a billionaire. If you just could stay away from the drinking.
And I love it when somebody's like, I miss my kid.
Yeah. That's in the drop, mid-drop. Like, boom, 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 boom. Or say they say something fucking... Yeah. Just
my wife's having an affair.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm not happy in my marriage, bro. It's like, wait, you wonder who the fuck said that.
See, but that's the thing. It's therapeutic. There's people to let go and then say whatever they want. That's the greatest thing about life. That is the new marketing scheme that Electric Island needs to go about. It is therapeutic for anybody to go be whoever they want to be and yell whatever they want to yell. You know when you know how like there's people out there that are like, I wish there was somewhere I could just go like yell in the forest. That's exactly the place to do it.
That's where to do it.
Or like when people like,
and it's only during the drops.
Yeah, exactly.
It's never during the.
You could do a thing. It would be a little bit different. But,
yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm not gonna hate.
Yeah, okay. But so you're saying instead of screaming in the forest and letting out your emotions, you could do it at a. But you don't think it's gonna be a little concerning that you know you're screaming at a song where you don't have to.
No, I think it's I think anybody can find some sort of satisfaction in it and some sort of positivity, and that's what I'm taking gain going to these events.
All right.
So,
well, you heard it from the guy himself.
Definitely be yelling some shit. Like, I wish I wasn't here.
Oh my god, Jesus!
Wish I got A's in school. My brother's gonna be like, the fuck?
Wait, what? My life has been an absolute disappointment. Is everything okay? Oh yeah, I'm good, really. Yeah, I'm good, man. This bass is fucking unreal.
I'm definitely sure that there are certain people that go to that event just to like get away from their life.
Free yourself.
Yeah. It's such a freeing event.
That's right.
The cool thing about those events, it like brings together a whole bunch of people from like different areas, and then like you're just all doing the same thing. I guess like you can say that for any festival, every concert, but it's just like everyone's just on the same vibe.
Yeah,
like that's the one cool thing I like about that. Sure. Even if you don't like the music as much, I think that there's just something that brings together everybody about that music.
Yeah, but I think in terms of like the whole like talking about your life, there's a time and a place. I just don't think that Electric Island is that time. Nor the place, you know. But
I'm not gonna blame
you.
People.
Know, to each their own.
Yeah.
I hope all you sinning motherfucking devil worshippers have fun at Electric Island. All right, I'll just be at home, freaking trying to get my life together piece by piece, floating some fucking salt water.
You should definitely do that, though.
I need to try to get an appointment and try and float in some water.
Yeah. I would love to hear if anyone has done that. In our audience or like our viewership. I'm sure it's something that it's accessible.
I saw videos of it.
Yeah.
I saw just like videos of just people
talking about it or like people. Like,
yeah. They say that the first time you do it is like, it depends because people are just like so fascinated that like what it looks like is just like water and shit and it gets like super quiet. But then they're like, okay, what's the big deal? But I was watching like tips and tricks on how to like really get a kick out of it. So apparently you're supposed to just like lay there and just focus only on your breathing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then when you focus on it, like if you continue to do so, you will get in the goddamn trance.
That's not easy, though.
No.
Not easy at all.
But it's like absolute silence. So if you just focus on your breathing and just like lay there, apparently it's shit gets real.
Would you bring a watch in to know what time it is? Or would you rather just kind of be in the darkness and just allow the person to be like, hey, you're done.
I die.
Okay.
If I'm in there. I'm in there, bro.
I think a watch would ruin it.
I'm just worried about what the guy's going to wake up to see. Yeah, you know, just he lifts up the thing. He's just like, hey, your time's up. Oh, my God. Why are you naked? And who is this other girl in here with you?
That definitely happened.
You think so?
I would 100%.
Really?
I would think so. Yes, that's definitely happened.
Sex in the float tank, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, no, I don't think it. I would think so. No.
I would think
maybe
so.
Maybe like after hours, not during like.
I don't know, man.
Really? A customer comes in.
If you go type that into Google and put Florida at the end of it, I'm sure it happened.
That is fair. That is fair. Anywhere in Florida. That's true.
Well, real quick.
Yeah.
You know, people who happen to, I know Florida's going through some shit right now with the mm-hmm. hurricane. So, you know, we'll try to joke lightly about Florida today.
You know, send less shots to them.
But yeah, I know that's, you should definitely do that. I think that $100, even for the one experience, is worth it.
Mm.
So if they allow you to go three times for an hour, yeah. Go in, go open-minded, and see what happens kind of thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I'll do it.
Is there like a Groupon for that or something?
Probably. I would imagine
people
so.
Even use
but
that. Not,
but the deals are even like solid, them, like on the website themselves, like $100 for three sessions. It's not bad at all. So I'm like, sure, why not? I'll check it out.
Yeah,
book
that's worth it.
Yeah, right. You're a fan of R&B singer Miguel, yes?
I am.
Did you see? I've been what to his concert. Did?
Nope.
I believe he was shooting some, or he was at a show, and I believe he was trying to shoot an ad for, I guess, an album that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
He put in hooks into his skin.
Wow.
Like to hang, and they hung him up.
Like some David Blaine type shit.
Well, it wasn't magical.
Chris,
it
looked Chris Angel type shit.
Essentially.
Okay.
And it looked very painful. There was blood. And he sang from up there.
So he's bleeding.
He's bleeding up there.
There's a whole video of this, I'm sure.
And yeah.
Wow.
And he's just up there, just like, let's play a little game. Just between you and fuck! Cops and robbers, Tarzan and Jane.
That's weird.
That is odd.
That is very weird.
I mean, there's only so much. Like, art is you know, you're free to express how you want in art, but
did he like go through a divorce or something?
He actually broke up with his girl like a month or a year.
So he's going through it then.
Maybe
he might be going through it.
You think that's what this is? He needs to, you know.
Or maybe he's just truly, like, that was truly him the whole time. And he's taking his art to, like, the level he finally wanted to get at.
His girl was the one that calmed him down. Just like, don't do that shit.
Like, don't. Just sing. Now you know, you're going to make it big. And then he made it big. And now he's just like, fuck this. And he's like, I'm going to do what I want.
Do whatever he wants.
And then he's hanging himself from hooks and singing in the air. That's
so he's
going to
do some fucked up
shit. I got to watch that.
So he's going to do some really fucked up shit from now on.
Maybe.
Yeah, man.
May
get like stomp on his testicles while he's singing a song and shit. Damn,
I'm sure there's an audience for that.
He's
somewhere.
Really going through it, dude.
God, man.
Poor guy.
That's weird.
He could use a session at Electric Island.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Therapeutic.
Oh man,
I would love to take him.
Just imagine.
I would buy Miguel his ticket.
Yeah. Just take him to a concert. Just like bruh, 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 bruh. I want to do the hook thing again. Maybe, man. Maybe.
I don't know. That's nuts.
Why is that nuts?
That's just like, I get like the whole Chris Angel part, because there's like, you know, people who do it for like entertainment purposes.
I am the mind freak.
Yeah, like remember when like Chris Angel was huge for like 10 years?
I love that show on A&E.
A&E, yeah. I was going to say,
I
you
love
knew
that
it. Yeah.
Show.
It's called Mind Freak.
Mind
and
Freak.
He was doing all like the fucking crazy shit. Yeah. So like, that was truly, truly entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he took it to another level. And I think that people our age and then the generation above us, like, they're going to know his name forever. Right?
I think so. I think it'll be synonymous with magic.
Yeah, like so magic and
like,
that kind of
like
stuff.
Is there like a Mount Rushmore of magic?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely like a whole, like, theme and era of all that kind of stuff that I'm not really interested in.
Why? You don't like magic?
Are you interested in it?
Bro, black people love magic. We run away whenever we see a trick, but we love the show. We love it. We love it.
Like, like all like the David Copperfield.
Yeah. Like, Houdini.
Is it Houdini? Yeah,
he's
like
the
those
goat.
Guys would be
he's the Michael Jordan of magic.
Yeah. Those guys would
but
be
there's
the
a fourth
Rushmore.
One. Who would be the fourth?
I don't know.
Ted Bundy. Made all those people disappear.
Wow.
And still a few haven't even been found.
Wow. That's messed up.
How's that messed up?
That's truly, truly messed up.
But you're laughing internally. Internally.
Well, out of awkwardness.
Yeah. Who would be the fourth person?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
You know who should be up there? You know who Shin Lim is?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's
Canada
right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Asian dude, right?
Yeah. Has his own Shin in Las Vegas now.
Yeah.
We should have went to a Magic show in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Well, those guys, like, they have the residencies. They do it, right? Yeah. And stuff like that. Yeah. It's too bad we didn't go see a show in Vegas.
You know what sucked? Freaking David Blaine was going to have a residency in the hotel we were staying, but it didn't start until like a few months after.
Oh, shit.
Well, we had to, I guess we made up for it.
Carl's trying to go back to Vegas.
Vegas was a good time. I don't mind going back.
That was a wild time.
That was an interesting time.
Not to reflect too much back on it, because we've had our Vegas episodes, but like it was an adventure.
It was definitely a whole story. It was a movie.
Yeah, it was definitely a movie.
It was definitely a movie.
And like, it wasn't as crazy as like The Hangover.
No, but it was definitely a fucking movie. Like, you're on the plane, like, did that just really happen?
Yeah. Like, those 2-3 days just really fucking happen? Like, what really happened there? That was.
But what happens in Vegas stays on my credit card statement.
Legit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you wouldn't hang up, like, if you were hung up on a hook, and like, you really have to perform now because you're up on a hook, dude. So there has to be a reason why you're willing to do. What's your song? What's your song up there that you have to perform on a hook? If you had to really, because I mean, you're like, dude, you went out of your way to hang. You can't just sing like a wheels on a bus kind of song. You have to sing like your, what song are you really going out for?
I'm gonna do Take You Down.
Uh-oh.
By Chris Brown.
Oh boy.
I don't know, man. That's
but
like,
how are you gonna do that while
truly,
you're up in the ceiling?
Weird.
You're just talking shit, but like you're not, but you're hanging up.
Because the weird thing is Miguel's last album was dope.
Great.
Yeah. War and Leisure?
Yeah.
More and Leisure.
Coffee
go listen to that.
Morning.
Like, everyone go listen to that
I
album.
Don't want
to
wake you.
Banana Clip.
I don't. Oh, that's not the one. My fault. That's the other. That's the one before.
Yeah,
that's
the one before
it.
Yeah, yeah. But,
you know what? How's that part go? You're going to be the end. You're going to be the end of me.
Yeah, but he, like, killed it. But that's just weird. I'm kind of excited to see what he comes up with now.
Mm.
For all those Miguel fans,
yeah,
you know, shout out to Johnny. I went with Johnny to that concert.
Can you imagine? Or he could be getting into that Goatsy shit. You know, you remember Goatsy?
No, I don't.
Oh,
that sounds familiar, but I don't remember,
Ryan,
what
that
is.
Was the time.
Goatsy.
Oof. Goatsy. Yeah.
Is that like a high school term?
No, it's definitely it's a term.
I don't.
But, I'd rather not describe it because I'm not trying to get blocked off of YouTube. But it's a term, and it gets gross.
Let's just say we won't mention it.
Let's just say it involves a lot of genitalia mutilation.
Oh my god. I'm good on all that.
You sure?
Yeah. No.
We
I don't.
Can watch a clip.
I'm okay.
You are?
I'm 100% okay.
All right. Cool. fuck it, do it live. I've been chosen, Ryan. I'm going to a birthday party it's next weekend, actually.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
That's hype.
I've been chosen to.
Where's this party at?
It's in Etobicoke. I forget the name of the place.
Where's the exact location and the timing?
I'm not gonna say because I don't want
the blank's gonna be there.
No, they won't. Carlos will, but
the blank will be there.
I will keep you posted. I'll let y'all know how it goes. But I have been chosen to choose the music for the party.
That's exciting.
It's
a big responsibility.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
With great power comes great.
Like, are you gonna be behind the speaker the whole time? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I have no idea. They're just like, I assume I will. I don't know if they're doing it off my phone or if they can just go on a laptop and do it.
Hmm.
But I have no clue how it's gonna go about. I guess the birthday girl is gonna reach out to me this week and figure it out.
Damn.
But Yeah, we're gonna see how it goes, and I'll keep you posted.
Are you excited?
A little bit, a little nervous to see if people like the music. I'm sure they will. I'm pretty confident in my music choices. You know, I'm pretty confident. You know,
so throw that out there. Carlos and I are both R. Kelly fans.
Oh my God.
So
can you not ruin this for me? I am not gonna, just to be clear, I will not be playing R. Kelly whatsoever.
You can't.
Right? I'm not taking risks.
You can't.
Well, I mean, I could. Step in the Name of Love.
I don't know.
See, I know there is somebody to birthday tonight. See, it's a birthday song.
So what are like the three main songs that you like are hoping that people get hyped to?
Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
That kind of party, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I put so many songs. I mean, there's a few Afrobeat songs I put in there. Oh, a few. I put my goddamn life story in that goddamn playlist.
Every Afrobeat song ever made.
Basically. Essentially. Well, Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk, is up there. I'm So Into You by SWV. And I don't know. I'm just going to throw this out. 21 Questions by 50 Cent.
Oh. Wow.
That's the three.
Wow.
That's three. But the rest, they'll hear at the party.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm sure it's going to be a great party.
I'll let y'all know.
Excited.
I don't want to dress up, though. Just throwing it out, but I have to, apparently. Not have to, it's semi-formal.
Semi-formal.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Is that normal? For a birthday party? Unless you're like going out to I guess like
it's a restaurant. It's like a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not like a house or... Like
okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No,
speaking of, you mentioned R. Kelly. I remember I told you this already that I was playing freaking Call of Duty. And I'm just like in the lobby waiting, and then I hear Trapped in the Closet from one of my opponents.
That's so weird.
And I'm like, that's interesting. So every time I killed him, I'll just be like, then I hold out my gun.
I pulled out my gun.
Trapped in the Closet. I'm like, okay, well, this is interesting.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but he played it the entire game. And I'm like, all right, cool. So there's that.
You know what they're actually adding to Call of Duty communication?
What?
I don't know if you saw this or not, but they're actually adding AI to listen in on all of the communications that go through those lobbies now.
Yeah.
So before, like, if you didn't play Call of Duty back in the day, it was like the biggest shit-talking center.
That's where you shit-talk. That's where...
For kids that, like, you know, that just... played Call of Duty all day. Yeah, there would be like the most racist stuff about your mom and all that kind of stuff. Like,
absolutely.
You know, stuff about your dad.
Yeah. It might be like, oh, my dad's dead. Oh, well, fuck him too. Yeah. And now you are. Fucking.
So then they're adding AIs to listen in on the comms, and then you're now going to be penalized if the AI catches you saying something bad.
That's bullshit. That's so stupid.
Weird, eh?
That's dumb. So, but it could assume, what if you didn't say it and it sounded similar to the word?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pulling the trigger and then penalize. Excuse me. That's not, I didn't say that word. I didn't say that word. That's dumb.
It's tough, man.
That's dumb.
There's got to be like a
but
tribunal.
That's the one place.
Yeah. It used to be like the one place that everyone.
The one place where you can get up all your racist, your misogynistic, all that hateful rage out there.
Yeah.
I love how they're focusing on, embracing all the cultures and all that shit. Meanwhile, I'm killing everybody of all this. I'm murdering people, headshotting them, stabbing them in the throat.
I don't know.
Activists, you need to get this shit together. Anyways, we'll be right back after these messages from our alleged sponsors.
Alleged.
I don't know.
You got two sponsors this time?
I don't know, man.
Sick.
So I don't have any commercial ideas, so you're just going to sit here and watch us like this.
Well, I'm wearing a Sapporo shirt. You know what's actually sick about this shirt?
Oh, fuck me. Go ahead.
So I bought like a 6-pack of Sapporo.
Yeah.
One day, and then they had like this contest where if you scan the QR code with your phone, it automatically brought you to the Sapporo website where you can play this game where it was like you virtually as like this little character, and then you kind of swipe up and you jump over barrels or something like that, right? So then it was like a game. So you're just like playing this game and you move your thumb up to like jump over a barrel. But then every time that you jumped over a specific barrel, you won a prize. Mm. So then I didn't think much of it. I was like, okay, screw it, whatever that. And then I put my address in just because I was like, hey, whatever, I'm a fan of Sapporo.
You just gave your information to...
I gave the apartment. So it wasn't like my home address kind of thing, right? So then the first thing they send me is like one of those little LED like laptop lights that you can like put on your laptop and it shows like your like a selfie light.
Sure.
So they sent me one of those, and then they sent me like really cheap AirPod replicas, which were really, really weird. And then the third prize was this shirt.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm glad I got the shirt. So thank you, Sapporo.
You know, you actually told me that story before.
I did.
You did. And the week you told me, it was my birthday.
Oh, really?
And normally I'm not a guy for gifts and shit. I'm almost positive I was this size. I'm not anymore. I've gotten fat, entered a deep depression since I never got the gifts. Damn. And you never got me anything.
Damn.
You got this shit for free. All you had to do was give me something. And you didn't. But now we're sitting here and you're reminding people why, how much you fucking hate me. You don't get me a gift. And now you're just wearing this shit to remind me. And now I gain weight. I'm eating horrible, dude. Do you know how awful it is to drive through their goddamn McDonald's and they know you on a first name basis? That's fucking bullshit. Bullshit. Dude, what do you have to say for yourself?
Drink Sapporo.
Today.
One with Will Smith, the one with David Attenborough.
The one
David
with Will Attenborough. Smith.
Will Smith does like an
he
old...
He narrates one, yeah. That's hot.
Yeah.
He watches... is that what he does?
It's actually sick.
You crazy. A hippopotamus about to beat the shit out of this goddamn fucking hyena. You crazy.
I forget which one he does, but he definitely... He narrates a Earth documentary. I don't know if it's exactly Planet Earth, but like those documentaries are the most fascinating shit.
Fascinating.
It's crazy.
Those hippos are almost as fat as Uncle Phil.
Rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real.
Yeah.
Do you want to feel old?
I already feel old, but all right.
Power Rangers turns 30 this week.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. 30 years old.
Wow.
30 years old, dude.
Is Power Rangers like one of the most like impactful things in your life? Like if you were to like name something from your childhood? Yeah.
Yeah. Probably number one.
I think that's a really good question, actually.
Yeah.
If you like ask somebody like, what are the top five things that you can like take away from your childhood?
Yeah.
And then you just name them off, like whatever it could be. It could be like, you know, instant noodles. It could be Power Rangers, you know.
All right. Let's ask you
single
that.
Mom.
Oh, I think we're asking the question already. Yeah.
No. You know, daddy wasn't there.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Take me to the fair.
Oh, dear.
You know? Change my underwear.
Yeah.
Daddy wasn't there, man.
Is everything all right, dude?
Yeah. No, the Austin Powers movie.
Yeah. Yes, but, yes. Yeah. I remember Austin the Powers, song. Yeah. Yeah. It's just concerning because the way you said it was like, is everything all right?
Everything's wonderful. It's my Electric Island therapeutic.
Yeah.
I got to wait for Saturday for all that to come out.
We can literally stop recording if you want to talk.
But what would be your top five? Top five things you could take away from like your childhood.
My childhood.
Yeah. And I would love to hear from anyone else. Hit us up on Instagram.
Top five.
Email.
Power Rangers.
And then no in particular order.
Oh, well, I'm Mighty Morphin, the very first one.
Oh, but I mean like no particular order.
Oh, yeah, of the list.
Off. Yeah, of the list, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is no particular. Okay. I would say Power Rangers is probably number one when I think of my childhood.
Damn. That big, eh?
Yeah, no, I love Power Rangers as a kid. Let's see. Wrestling.
WWF?
Yes, specifically. Hip hop.
Okay.
Michael Jackson.
Given, yep. Four. So that's four?
That's four. One more is... sleepovers with my best friend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. Shit, that really...
Why aren't there more adult sleepovers?
Why aren't there?
Yeah.
Because the reason why there aren't... Well, I mean, there are, but they are bumping uglies in the bed.
Why do you gotta do that? Like, why do we gotta sexualize everything?
Why?
Yeah.
Why don't you, like, sex sells.
I'm going over to...
Sex sells.
I'm going over to Carl's house to sleep over tonight.
Sex sells.
We're just gonna watch movies and shit.
Yeah, because sex sells. Sex is everything. Sex...
Oh, man. Dude. Fuck all that.
No. What is...
Ruining the children.
Literally, you saying
fuck
all that...
Don't ruin our children.
You saying fuck all that is you... That's literally sex.
Don't ruin our children.
Well, that's the thing. Children... Even children are being affected by it.
It's messed up.
Hey, man. Sex sells, dude. Why do you think all these artists are making, you know, twerk videos and wearing all these risque clothes? Sex is everything.
I'm going to give up my whole career
mm-hmm.
to normalize adult sleepovers. Go forward.
Just sleeping over at your friend's place.
Yeah. And it's not because, like, hey, we're drinking. I was drunk and I had to sleep over. Yeah. It is...
I'm
sleeping over because we're gonna play. We're gonna play board games and shit and make a tent and shit.
All right, let's play this out. All right,
yeah.
We're having a drink, you and I.
No, there's no drinks. Doesn't have to be drinking.
No. We're gonna scenario it out where you ask me.
All right.
For the sleepover,
okay.
And
okay,
it could either you can ask me if you want to sleep over my place or I can sleep over your. It's your call. All right, we're hanging out.
All right.
Ryan, man, how's life been?
Chilling, brother.
Yeah?
Chilling.
That's good. That's good to hear.
What about you?
Life's good, man. You know, I'm just hanging out, chilling, you know, drinking this beer here.
Love it.
Yeah, life is good.
What are you saying on the weekend?
The weekend, I'm nothing really. I'm just hanging back. But when the weekend comes, I'll see where it takes me.
You know what?
What's up?
I'm not doing anything on the weekend either.
Great.
And
Maybe we can go to a bar.
No.
No.
No, I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking, you know, maybe, you know, you and I can, like, just, you know, have a sleepover. Yeah, like, we'll just, you know, play Uno and shit.
Okay. Like, sleep?
Yeah, you sleep over and watch movies all night and shit.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't...
Talk about, you know, cooties and girls.
Right. But, I mean, we could do that over beer... And like, you have like a game night, like you invite other people. Like, you mean like just you and me?
Yeah, just you and me. Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
It
sounds like fun.
I mean,
sounds like fun to me.
I mean, sure, but like, we're not in elementary school anymore.
Do you have to be? Is that ageist? An ageist thing.
It's just like, but why? Why? Like,
see, because it's gotten weird over like the many, many years.
Yeah, it's just like, but like,
I don't know. I'm going to normalize it. I'm going to start a whole marketing
campaign.
You're going
to try and bring it back.
I'm going to go to LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I'm going to create a corporation. It's going to be a non-for-profit corporation that says normalize sleepovers. Adults.
Yeah.
2023.
And then there's going to be people that misconstrue that and then freaking
be like, turning into a porno.
That's an invite to Pound Town. I don't know, man.
But yeah. I don't know.
Mm. And you know, hip-hop turns 50 this year.
Yes. 50, yes, I do know that.
50 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 50
years. There was an event in Toronto a couple 2 weeks ago. Mm. Yeah, yes. They had a whole party.
Whole ass party. Like a block party or like a...
It was... it wasn't a block party, but it was like an outside event where they had a whole bunch of... a whole bunch of Canadian rap artists perform and stuff like that. It was pretty dope. Yeah, I didn't get to go, unfortunately. It was the weekend we went camping.
Got you. So who was there? Cardinal official.
Cardinal, Socrates, Choclair. It was like a lot of like famous, and then a lot of I think there was a couple of girl rappers, like women rappers
what's her name? I forget. She's like a legend around here. I forget her name. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's a big deal.
Well, definitely. It's a massive deal. Congratulations to hip hop for making it to 50, you know.
50 years.
Well,
and ongoing.
We're near the end though.
Do you think we're at the end of hip hop?
Yeah,
why do you say that?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. You don't have to really. You can put two and two together. Everything sounds the same, you know.
God damn.
I'm throwing the shot. I'm not throwing shots, pal.
Damn.
I'm just calling it like it is.
Damn.
New Uzi album's coming out. Oh, great. Let's hear it. Migos. Oh, actually, I'll leave them out because they suffered a.
Ooh.
But
Carlos taking shots today.
Hey, I'm just saying. You wanna it's repetition, baby. You know, Lil Uzi Vert, like maybe like 2 months ago, was the first album to go number one after all the albums. It's the first album to go number a hip hop album to go number one this year.
Wow.
After all the albums that came out this year.
Damn.
I'm just saying, man.
Good for him.
Yes, but at the same time, why did they have to wait until now? You know?
People love that dude, man.
Hip hop is near the end.
There'll be like the advancement. It's gonna like eventually advance into something else. Oh, I do agree with you though. I'm not a huge fan of like the new age stuff.
Mm. But that's why I moved on to Afrobeats, man. I can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's the truth. Huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm listening. That's all I listen to now. I can't.
So what happens when Afrobeats hits that point?
It won't, because Afrobeats is fucking forever.
That's what I think about country.
Why'd you have to say that? We were going so well in the podcast so far. Why'd you have to fucking... Why?
But yeah. No, shout out to hip hop. Happy 50th. That's actually real, real big news. I do want to quickly give a shout out to everybody that's going through some struggle. I feel like the world's going through real shit over the last 2 weeks.
What's going on?
Fucking, there's the hurricane in Florida.
Yeah.
And then we had a bunch of forest fires in Northwest Territories.
Yes.
Where they like had to move a huge population of like small towns to Edmonton and Calgary.
Yeah.
And then we had BC forest fires. Hawaii is going through some shit.
Yeah, Maui.
It's actually nuts. So one of my managers, she's actually out there saving animals from these wildfires right now. Can you believe that?
Damn.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
That's pretty.
Yeah, some real greater good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to you.
God damn.
Yeah, she flew out on Sunday and she's like literally saving animals. It's fucked up. She's like saying how like some of them got like fucking
burnt. Is she like saving animals or she's not like recording herself doing it, right?
No, she's not like
that. It's like, don't forget to like and subscribe. I just saved the shit out of this
koala. She's like legitimately saving animals.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, man.
Wow.
Yeah, so like there's a lot of like
she went over there just for that.
Took a whole week of vacation.
There was no ulterior ulterior motive thing.
Nope. Literally.
Okay. Where's she sleeping over?
I don't know.
She's not having an adult sleepover?
No. Or staying at a
hotel?
No, I don't know. She could be though.
Mm.
You know? Well, normalizes adult sleepovers.
Yeah, apparently.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of crazy shit going on. And like I was watching pretty heavily the news the last couple of days about like Tampa.
Yeah.
And, you know, we make fun of Florida all the time on this podcast and, you know, even in our regular day.
Well, Florida, comedy. We don't make fun of them. We just comment on it.
They make fun of them.
We literally reiterate the stories. They brought it on themselves is all.
And it's like all the stuff that's happening in Florida is actually fucked. It's like it was supposed to be the worst hurricane they've ever had since they started recording down records of hurricanes. Yeah, that hit land.
That's rough.
So yeah, it's really, 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 really tough. Some areas didn't get too bad, but Florida or Tampa specifically, I think, got pretty bad, and Tallahassee. I don't even think they have like a death count or anything like that at the moment.
Because ongoing still?
No, it was the last day or so, I think. Like it started around like Tuesday of this week and then it hit land I think on like Wednesday at 2 a.m. and it's just been fucking going nuts since. So but I think right now it's in the ocean, like on the right hand side of the states. I don't know exactly which ocean that is, unfortunately.
That's unfortunate.
But yeah, crazy, man. Shout out to everybody out there that's going through some shit.
Be safe out there, y'all. Fuck, man. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about Florida. It's so sad. Up. Okay. I'm going to do a little thingy thing.
Please do.
This week, or today rather, Netflix introduced a show, a live action show of one of my favorite pieces of art, One Piece.
One Piece.
They made a live action remake.
A live action remake?
Yeah.
Of an anime. And One Piece is an anime, right?
It is an anime. Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch it?
I watched a few episodes, yes.
How many episodes are there?
There are 10 on Netflix.
10. Live action.
Live action.
Aren't like anime so outrageous that it's like meant to be.
See, you know what? I wanted to talk about this. Now, you mentioned this, and I'm glad you did. See, animes are supposed to be outrageous and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mentioned this, One Piece is
the most. The list. I've never seen it myself, but
it's insane.
Okay.
Like, you got people, you got a dude that fucking stretches his arm and shit. All right. He stretches his arm, his limbs. He can stretch. People mm-hmm. throwing fireball. People that can turn into magma, mm-hmm. literally destroy islands.
Okay. So, like, all right. Very extreme.
Very, like, it's literally Tom and Jerry. And if they took peyote, that's fucking One Piece.
Okay. Okay. I got
it. It's ridiculous on pay. Like, when you read it, they're like, what the fuck kind of show on this is this? But then when you really, really watch it, the story is actually really solid.
Great. Perfect.
It's fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure. How many episodes are there in general of One Piece?
Of the anime? Or
yeah, the actual anime.
As of this weekend, I believe it's going into 1,075 episodes.
See? Like, for a show to be that ongoing, like, there
it's
has
been
to be
on since, like, 1999.
Yeah, there has to be some good shit about
there it. There has to be, right?
So that's why they made the live action.
And I think they just beat the record. They just beat Harry Potter for sales in books.
Wow. Damn. So tell me about the live action or the Netflix special. Tell me about it. What are your thoughts? And I'm sure there's probably people who watch One Piece that listen to us.
Yeah.
So.
They tried.
They tried.
They tried.
What do you mean?
I mean, the acting is a bit cringe. I'm not. There's a few scenes where I'm like, oh, come on. It's just like, it's weird because you got this, I guess, this Hispanic kid to play Luffy, the main character.
Luffy's the main character?
Yeah. And a bit of a spoiler, sorry, but his grandfather has a Scottish accent. He's clearly a white dude.
All right.
And then the main character is a Hispanic dude.
All right.
Okay. And then, yeah, it's the acting is a bit stale. The fight scenes are very, like, you can see the shirts hanging by a hook, and shirts this time, no Miguel skin hook thing.
Oh, so it's like low budget.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say low. I mean, I guess the budget went to the CGI, I would assume.
Okay. So there's a lot of CGI.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would say the budget went to the CGI. They tried.
They tried.
They tried.
What are you giving this? What are you rating the first couple of episodes?
I've only seen like maybe 5 episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
I watched during work.
And are they trying to redo the story of One Piece, or is it like a brand new story?
Yeah, no. They're trying to redo it. So they're starting it from the jump, from the first episode onward. And the stories that they told, like, from the episodes I've been, if I was watching the actual show, I would have been like 40 episodes in.
Oh, okay. So it's very
anime.
Quick.
It's yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So well, it feels to. A bit yeah. Yeah. So, if I had to give a rating out of 10, I'd say like a 5.
A 5.
Yeah.
Damn.
Out of 10. They I want to give them the Bennett, but I don't know.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that are probably looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Well, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of like when they take really, really good like cartoons or like, mm-hmm. you know, games and stuff like that. And then they live action it. Like the thing that came to mind as soon as you said that was Mortal Kombat. Like the Mortal Kombat movies that they made when we were kids.
Oh, boy.
Like now, I watched them. They weren't great.
Yeah.
But it still gave the essence of like Mortal Kombat. Sure. You know what I mean? Like they did. Like the Scorpion fights pretty well. Yes, definitely the CGI and all that stuff wasn't all that great, but it still was. I wouldn't say it was a terrible take on Mortal Kombat.
Did you watch it now? Would you watch it now?
I would watch it now for nostalgic purposes.
Oh boy,
I wouldn't watch it to like
watching it like.
But like one of the biggest ones, like the biggest flops I remember was Dragon Ball Z. When they live action that shit. I watched like the first 20 minutes of it.
How
like,
was
I
that?
I turned it off.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was not good.
Yeah, and like
they were all super white.
Yeah, that was another thing. So
how's
like,
your name? Goku, Chi Chi, and Bulma, and you are a Caucasian.
And if you, for Carlos and I, like we grew up on Dragon Ball like Z, like during that era.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it was such a big part, and I know Carl said he was a Power Rangers fan, but Dragon Ball Z was still predominant in our
I'm still a big fan.
To see them almost ruin that anime or that concept when they're trying to live action, and I'm sure it probably bombed too. Like, they probably lost money on the movie, I would assume.
It's on Disney Plus right now if you guys are interested. So,
oh, yeah, so go check it out if you are interested. I watched the first 20 minutes of it, I don't recommend it, but you know, for research purposes, if you are interested. But that's what it reminded me of. So, it's like, how has Hollywood and our humans not learned that these live action takes are not good?
Is there like a live action movie that turned out well off the top of your
head? I like the Ninja Turtles way back in the day. They that one was good. Pretty good.
I can't watch it now, but those were good. But from turning animation into real life, there hasn't been too many that have succeeded. I heard The Little Mermaid was really good though.
I didn't watch it, but I heard good things about that movie too.
That was all right.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a few hitter misses, you know, but. But speaking of, I hear the Snow White is movie's being shelved now.
What?
The movie Snow White.
It's being shelved?
Meaning it's not gonna.
Oh, it's not gonna come out. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm assuming that they probably got a lot of backlash. We gave them a lot of shit on this show for that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dumb take that they were doing. It wasn't even Snow White. Just name it another movie then. That makes no sense. Yeah. There's no seven dwarves, so you got multicultural people with special powers, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's dumb. What is that? Get dwarves. Bring back dwarves.
Dwarves matter.
Yeah, all dwarves matter, dude.
Legit.
Right?
Well, we were talking, like, I don't want to get back into reflect too much, but like the Peter Dinklage dude, like, he gave it a lot of shit, right? Or something like that.
But I mean, Peter Dinklage is not the president of the dwarf community.
That is true,
right? And the girl was giving shit, saying like, oh, she doesn't need a guy's kiss to wake her up this time.
Yeah.
Then what the fuck is she doing? What's the purpose of her role in the movie?
Yeah.
What is the goal? What's the end goal here? How do you wake up from that slumber?
Huh? So it got shelved though. So
yeah. So.
Well, like, you know,
toot it and boot it.
Like, what's the biggest one that was recent was Barbie. And that made a killing. I didn't watch it, but supposedly it was good.
I heard it was like woke as fuck, too.
Yeah. But if it was woke as fuck and still did the numbers, it was a successful movie.
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe we wouldn't have liked it, but it still did extremely well across the world, you know, which is, I can't really knock a movie like that. You know what I mean? It was like the highest. Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah. Barbie, right? So
Barbenheimer. But we watched Oppenheimer. We chose the other side.
Oh.
It was a good movie, though. I liked it. You know, it was all right. Movie. Yeah, it was great. Right. You know. All right. I guess we're near the end here.
But yeah, see you at Electric Island, everybody.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'll be crying in the back and yelling for every drop.
It's fucking while on PCP and shit.
I don't do them drugs.
Yeah, right. Electric Island, this guy doesn't do them drugs.
Hey.
Folks,
hey.
Do the math.
I don't do nothing.
Do the math, folks.
He's on heroin right now. I'm out there drinking Sapporo.
If you guys saw the shots, if you guys rewind this YouTube video correctly, you see the needle shots in his arm.
Spoon?
Yeah. Look at it. I can show you the camera. There's spoons and shit right here. Anyway, that's it for this week's episode. Tune in next week where we'll talk about some dumb shit again. Well, Ryan maybe even might open up about his feelings without Electric Island. Because all we know is Ryan is a sociopath. He's a person who doesn't know how to convey his emotions, and
this episode is like, it's like summer's end.
Summer's end.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about a lot of different things.
Dear summer, before you miss me, like we get together like Nike Airs and crisp tees, S like dot that. With polos, fleeces,
exactly.
Purple couple labels, shit might just peep this. I don't even remember the words.
But this episode makes me feel like summer's ending. Weird, huh?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. but it is coming to an end. No,
yeah, it's weird. It's over. Just like now that we're like finally talking about it, like out loud. I'm wondering if like everyone's getting the same sort of.
Yeah, I'm sure they are because their kids are going to school. They're excited as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them kids. Go to school, you little shits. Fucking assholes.
My little brother's going to our high school.
Is he really?
The first year.
This year.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He's going to Looters?
Yeah, he's going to. And it was funny because I was talking to his dad, and his dad's like, "Do you remember how much you paid for the school like attire, like the gym shorts and all that shit?" And I'm like, that was fucking like 20 years ago.
I don't remember.
I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, do you still have any of them? Because I think like, I don't know if they only gave you one.
They gave you one. Yeah.
Like it was one shirt.
One short.
One shirt. So then I still have like a bunch of them laying around.
Really?
Like the old shirts. Or at least
one shirt. And then you upgrade. And then they started selling. Because it was just like the old shorts was like a gray thing. And like a.
Yeah.
Just
the first
gray.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah. The very first year. I think it was like $50.
Yeah, I think it was expensive.
Yeah.
But it was funny just to hear that because it's like my brother is going to go through all the stuff. He actually already like they went to go do like a visit and he was like taking pictures of our graduation photos.
Oh, God.
And he's like taking pictures of all my friends. So like he saw a girl and he's like sending it to me and stuff. So,
oh, that's just
real nostalgic. But, you know, happy that the kids are back.
Has he met any teachers yet?
No, I don't think so. Good. I was actually going to message a couple of the teachers and be like, hey, my little brother's coming to school.
Watch out.
Because I have a bunch of them on LinkedIn.
Oh, nice.
So I was going to be like, hey, like, I hope you're doing well. But just by the way, like, my little brother's going to school now there. Just
going to go heads watch up. Some of his games, I guess.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But we'll see if he makes a team.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Is he any good?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, you were saying you crossed him up a few times. So you gotta
many
let
times.
Know.
Tonight.
If your name, like your name's cross multiply. Oh, dear. You're a horrible person to your brother. Anyway, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And as always, don't forget, just like your prescriptions, to fill it in.
Have a good long weekend, everybody.
You too, guys. You too. You too, guys.